read the verses together.
今天的经文是记载在两处，一处是在启示录第二章四到五节，一处是在马可福音十二章二十八到三十一节。
So there are two verses. The first from Revelation chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, and the second one is Mark.
倘若你有自己的圣经，也请用自己的圣经。
So if you have your own Bible, the better.
如果没有自己圣经，没有关系，我们有投影片上面，我们为你们服侍。
If not, it's on the PowerPoint.
不过。我们让我们一起起立来攻读神的话语，好不好
？Let's arise and read God's word.
然后我们一起同声来攻读，无论任何的语言。
So in any language, let's read together.
预备，请。
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left the first love. Remember therefore, for whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come upon thee quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
第二处是在马可福音十二章二十八到三十一节。
Book of Mark chapter 12 verse 28 to 31. Let's read together. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus has given them a good answer, and asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important? The most important one, answered Jesus, is, hear, O Israel, the Lord of our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord.Your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There's the commandment greater than this.
好，各位请坐。
Please be seated.
我不晓得各位有没有一个经验，就是觉得非常的遗憾的一件事情。
I don't know any one of you has any regrets in life.
我二十年前来美国读书的时候。
20 years ago, I came to the United States to study.
然后说压力很大
了。Under tremendous pressure.
然后呢，英文又跟不上。
And I have limited English comprehension.
然后生怕自己会跟不上进度啊，或者少做了什么事情。
So always afraid to overlook anything.
每天非常紧张。
So nervous every day.
你们刚来美国会不会这样？
Are you feeling the same way?
会有些会哦。
Yeah, of course.
我有一天晚上我做了一个噩梦。
One night I had a nightmare.
梦见我非常辛苦的读书，最后又很通过所有的考试。总算苦尽甘来，还可以毕业了。
I studied so hard and finally passed all the tests and able to graduate.
但是毕业典礼的时候，我走上台准备要领取这个毕业证书的时候
，But at the commencement ceremony on the podium, about to receive my diploma.
这时候他们说：“没有我的名字啊。
”But my name is not on the list.
都不能给我。
There's no diploma for me.
我都有来上课，而且我交学费了，而且我的成绩也很好啊，怎么不能让我毕业
？But I paid the tuition and passed all the tests. How come I couldn't graduate?
他说我刚来的时候没有去登记，所以那个电脑里面没有我的名字。
Because I did not register when I entered the school, my name is not on the list.
在那找来找去呢，虽然我通过所有的学习，还是不能够让我毕业啊，多么遗憾。
Despite passing all the tests, I could not graduate. What a pity.
我醒来的时候全身都是汗啊。
So I sweat when I woke up.
那这只是一个梦而已哈。
But it's just a nightmare.
但是在生活中当中，我们的确也常常有类似残酷的事实。
But life can be similarly cruel.
我听说有一个人，他下班之后这个电梯坐电梯要停电了。
So I heard that and going home and there's power outage, but his unit's on the 35th floor.
他就真的爬上去。35，这个九牛二虎之力终于到家了。但是到他家门口的时候，他发现一件事情，糟糕，他把钥匙丢在车里面。
So he huffed and puffed and reached the door, but couldn't enter because he left his key in his car.
我不晓得我们生活中有没有遇到类似的这种遗憾。
Do you have similar regrets in your life?
没有哈，你们运气很好。
So you're lucky, huh?
但是我们来想看，假如有一天我们到天堂去了，作为基督徒，或者是你不是基督徒，有一天我们都要过去。过去的时候，那没想到那个守门的天堂守门的，他不让你进去，可能只有一个，因为一个很重要的原因，让你很遗憾。
So as we pass away at the door of the heaven, you couldn't enter just because one important requirement.
那是什么呢
？So what is that?
我们刚刚读了一段的经文提醒我们。
So that's in the verses we just read.
在启示录一开始开宗明义的说，圣灵借着老约翰写信给七个教会。
So at the beginning, Holy Spirit touched Apostle John, wrote a letter to seven churches.
那圣经学家有不同的解释，可能有四方面的解释。在这个七个教会呢，是第一，是当时各地教会真实的属灵状况。
So there are several different interpretations among theologians. The first is the spiritual condition among the church.
那第二个是预表全地教会在不同经在不同的这个历史中阶不同阶段的代表性的属灵状况。
Second was the spiritual condition among different historical stages.
那第三方面 是历代历史地带各教会均可以有这七种不同属灵的情况。
Thirdly, there can be all kinds of spiritual condition for all the churches.
那第四个是对末世的，我们对所有的信徒来讲，七封书信都可能给我们有不同的警告跟劝勉。
To our end-time Christian, these seven letters can be our warning and encouragement. So we don't know.
这七个书信，七个教会，一开始第一个教会，而且就是这个就是讲到以弗所教会。
The first church mentioned was the church of Ephesus.
那这个教会呢，以弗所教会呢，其实是一个蛮不错的教会。
Actually, this church is fair.
他能有好的行为
They have good deeds.
他能够劳碌忍耐，而且不向罪恶妥协。
So work hard, perseverance, not compromising.
这是他们可以分辨异端假信徒。
Even they can differentiate false apostles.
但是最后我们刚刚所读的说，主要责备他们，这个原文叫做敌对他们啊。
But only one thing's against them.
为什么会这么严重？
How severe?
哦，原来圣经记载告诉我们有一个美中不足的遗憾。
There's only one deficiency.
就是他们唯一的问题就是离弃起初的爱心。
They forsake their first love.
以至于他们的灯台要从原处被挪去。
And their lampstand will be removed from its place.
你看，尽管以弗所教会有这么多值得主来赞赏的这些长处
，The church of Ephesus has many merits worthy of the praise from God.
但是还是不能够弥补这个唯一美中不足的缺失，也就是失去爱心。
But cannot compensate the one glaring deficiency, loss of the first love.
并且呢，要他们悔改，也是说要他们重新恢复。
They need to repent and restore.
否则，这个灯台就被挪去，教会就不能够成为见证。
Otherwise, the lampstand will be removed and cannot be a witness in the community.
教会不能够得到主的认可，那这样就非常的遗憾了。
And much to their chagrin.
我们今年新的一年度开始，我们是整个教会属灵恢复的一个重点。
So new calendar year, the theme is the spiritual revival.
那我们今天要谈到恢复起初的爱心，我相信对我们是何等的重要。
So restore the first love is a very important lesson for us.
这个重要甚至远比能够辛苦的这个忍耐工作、劳碌侍奉，还有足够的圣经知识可以分辨异端、有正义感、不向罪恶妥协等等等等的还要重要哎。
More important than these, hard work, perseverance, enough knowledge to differentiate heresy or even non-compromising.
所以我们要来明白一件事情，到底什么是起初的爱心呢
？So what is the first love?
而且我们要怎么样来恢复这个起初的爱心呢
？And how to restore？
我相信起初的爱心是指两方面的。
There are two aspects of the first love.
一方面是指时间上最早最初的爱
，the time from the very beginning，
以及呢是在品质上，就是最好的这个的爱
，the quality, the best, the very true。
因为这个原文在路加福音十五章上好。是同一个字
so,
起初跟那个上好是同一个字
In book of Luke, the best is the same thing
所以我们要恢复在时间上以及在品质上的爱呢就是要最原起初那一份最真挚的那份爱
So we need to restore the very true love from the very beginning
好那至于我们要爱的对象是谁呢
Then what about the object of our love?
爱神爱人我们不要自己说，我们根据当时有一位文士来挑战耶稣说，所有的圣经这么多的诫命，告诉我哪一个最重要
？So a teacher asked Jesus the most important commandment.
那耶稣怎么说呢
？And Jesus replied.
我们刚刚所读的，耶稣说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意、尽力爱谁？爱主你的神， 然后呢，不但只有这样啊，还有什么？其次还要爱人如己。好，请问对象有几个？
三个
哈。
So what about the object? So love your God.
爱人。
Love yourself.
如己。如己表示你不爱自己，你怎么爱别人
？So you need to love others and love yourself.
三方面的爱哈，三方面的爱。
There's the three areas.
我们都要恢复的。
We need to restore.
好，所以从第一个方面，我们要恢复起初对神的爱。
So first, restore the first love for God.
你记得你当年刚信主的那一刻，总是特别的爱主，同不同意
？Do you remember the moment you first believe you loved God so much?
但加以时日当中啊，过了一阶段日时间之后，我们就慢慢的冷淡下去。
Then gradually cooling off.
这个跟谈恋爱好像是很类似哈。
Similar to romantic love.
有没有你爱你的配偶跟你跟他谈恋爱的时候一样的？有没有
？So you still have the same intensity toward your spouse?
笑一笑哈。
So everybody just smirking, huh?
对，我也赶快放下来哈。
So I lower my hand. I'm the same.
因为当年我们经历耶稣基督为我们牺牲舍命的爱的时候，我们很容易被震撼，受到感动，也愿意热情的去回应主的爱，去爱他。
So when we first experienced in the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ, it's earth-shattering. We touched so much and willing to love God.
但是我们必须承认，我们人的爱是有限的，所以那种激情之爱就随着时间渐渐的淡去。
So our life is limited, and time as time goes by, the love fades.
因此，我们要常常被提醒，我们要恢复对神那起初的爱，
so,
也就是最品质上最好的爱，以及在时间上那个最初的爱来爱主。
So we need to restore the very first true love from the very beginning.
那你说要恢复到那样子的爱呢？那到底有什么样的标准呢？
So what kind of standard?
那个爱又没有尺可以量啊，所以要恢复到怎么样才算是到位了呢？
So it's immeasurable.
刚刚的我们所读的经文当中，神给我们一个标准可以参考。
God gave us some clues from the scripture.
也就是说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意，然后呢，尽力爱主你的神。也就是说，你要竭尽所能的来爱主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. That means love God with all you can.
在路加福音第七章有记载一个故事。
In book of Luke chapter 7, there's a story.
这个故事是这样说的：是耶稣有一次受到法利赛人西门邀请到他家里做客。
So Jesus was invited by the Pharisee Simon to his house.
那当然啦，你说主人盛情款待是免不了了。当然我们以为这样就是爱主了。
The host showed tremendous hospitality. Is that the love for God?
但是西门里面有不同不良的动机哦。
But Simon has ulterior motive.
这时候出现了一个有罪的女人城里的大家都知道她是一个罪人，那她就在那里也出现了。她干什么呢？她拿着这个盛着香膏的玉瓶，站在耶稣背后，然后呢哭，向他哭，然后用眼泪湿了他的脚，用头发跟他擦干，然后连连跟他亲嘴，亲他的脚。
So there's a woman known throughout the city as a sinner came and cried at Jesus' feet and wetting with her tear, dry with her hair, and also anoint with the perfume.
那在当时呢，还有其他的客人，那当然是法利赛人，他们看见这件事情说，哦，这个人啊，耶稣啊，如果是先知，一定会知道摸他的是谁，是怎样的女人。他是一个罪人呢，我们大家都知道。耶稣知不知道啊？
So the Pharisee mumbled in his heart in silence. So if he's a prophet, he should know this woman is a sinner.
那耶稣当然知道啊，这个西门不是知道那个人是罪人，他连西门心里的想法他都知道啊。
Jesus knows Simon's mind.
所以他就对他说一个比喻。
So Jesus told him a parable.
有一个，他说比喻说有一个债主，有两个欠他债的人。一个欠五十两，这个五十两银子，一个是欠五两银子，两个都无力偿还。
There are two persons to a creditor. One owes 50 shekels, the other owes 5 shekels.
那债主呢，就开恩赦免了这两个债，所有都赦免了。
They were unable to repay, but the creditor had mercy, forgive their debt.
那你觉得哪一个会更爱他呢？这两个？
So which one loved him more?
那西门就回答说，那当然是那个多得恩免的人啊。
Simon replied, "Of course, the one forgiven more."
那耶稣就说：“哎，你说的不错哦。”于是他就转头对这个女人啊来说说，便对先，你看见这个女人没有
？So Jesus said, "You have judged correctly." Then turned around and said, "Have you seen this woman?"
我进你家的时候，你没有给我水洗脚，因为当时的这个习俗，客人来都要洗脚的哈。但是呢，这个女人却用眼泪洗我的脚。你没有用油抹我的这个头，这个女人用这个宝贵的、这个贵重的香膏来抹我的脚。
So you didn't wash my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears, and you didn't anoint my head with oil, but he anointed my feet with an expensive perfume.
好，接下来耶稣就说了，他说我，所以我告诉你
，That's why I told you.
他许多的罪都得赦免的，因为他的爱多。那赦免少的，他的爱就少。
Her many sins are forgiven because she has loved more. Those who have forgiven little, he has loved little.
但请注意哦，我们领受神爱的多少，不是决定于我们犯罪的大小，而是决定于我们对主追求的深浅。
When we receive God's love, it's not how much we sin, it's about how deep we see God.
因为世人犯罪都一样的。
So we sin to God is the same.
罪也没有办法衡量那个大小。
So there's no big or small sin.
我相信当时在场的也很多是罪人。
So I think many sinners were present.
只是有人被知道，有人不被知道而已。
Some were known, some were not known.
那不信你去问那个监狱里面那些作奸犯科的重刑犯啊，你问他说你为什么要杀人放火？
So you ask the prisoner why you commit crime.
我相信他们会告诉你说，都是别人的错，谁叫他要惹我生气。
So they all have excuses after excuses.
他们不会特别的觉得这个觉得罪恶感，然后像耶稣这样哭泣，不会的。他们觉得都是别人的错，都是我倒霉。
Nobody admit they're guilty. Only they were caught.
所以我们内心向主回应的大小。就决定了我们感受被主赦免的多寡。
So it depends how we respond, then how we forgiven by God.
这就可以决定我们对主回应爱的深浅了。
And how much we love God.
也就是说，当我们越是追求主，越是渴慕主的人，我们就越觉得自己罪恶深重、污秽和不配，就会越感受到神的恩典是那样的浩大、那样的多，所以以至于我们才会爱主更深的。
So the more we see God, the closer we got, so we'll feel our filth and unworthiness, then we will experience how long, wide, high, and deep God's love.
同不同意啊?
Do you agree?
就不理我了。
So there's no response.
有人同意了。
Or some agree.
同样的，当我们要追求主，我们要经历神的爱如此长阔高深，我们岂能够不爱主来回应呢？
So when we experience such wonderful love, how can we not responding?
英国有一位很有名的解经专家叫做马太·亨利，他说过一句话。
So there's a famous theologian from British, Matthew Henry.
就说我们对上帝的爱实在无足挂齿，而上帝对我们的爱却是千言万语难以道尽。
Our love to the Lord is not worth speaking.But his to us can never be enough spoken of.
我们知道耶稣基督赦免我们一切的过犯，替我们付上极大的代价，被钉死在十字架上。我们岂能无动于衷呢？
So Jesus forgave all our sin and paid the ultimate price. How can we be so indifferent?
难怪保罗对哥林多教会讲了一句非常严厉、非常重的话。他说：“若有人不爱主。”这人是什么？哇，可咒可诅，可诅可咒的。
So no wonder Paul extolled sternly to the Corinthian church, anyone who does not love the Lord, a curse be on him.
倘若你不认识，不知道主还好，因为你没有经历过主的爱，这不能怪你。
If you don't know love, that's okay because you haven't experienced love.
那可能是没有人把福音传给你，使你认识神的爱。
Probably nobody spread the gospel to you to understand his love.
如果我们当中有这样的，没有关系。今天有机会我们来美国，并且来到这个教会，我也鼓励你珍惜这样的机会，我们继续来追求，有相信有一天你也会经历这样神的爱，而且被这份上帝的爱大大感动的。
Since you have the opportunity to come to the United States and visit this church, I encourage you to continue to pursue, eventually you will experience God's love.
但是倘若你已经信主了，我相信你一定经历过主的爱，明白主是如何爱你，在你还做罪人的时候就为你死，在十字架上亲自担当了这么大的刑罚来拯救你，无怨无悔的为你付上这么大的代价，你岂能无动于衷呢？当着什么事都没发生呢？
So if you're a Christian, you must have experienced God's love and touched by Him, that God died for you while you were still a sinner, and died on the cross to save you, and without regret, and paid such a dear price. How can you be so indifferent?
甚至你还故意犯罪，伤主的心。离弃神，不再爱主，在哥林多教会当时就有这样的情形，难怪保罗会这样语重心长说，这样的人是可诅可咒的。
Even sin on purpose hurt the heart of the Lord, and forsake love. No wonder Paul will accuse Corinthian church. A curse be on you.
因此，我们都要恢复对神的爱。
So we need to restore the love to the God.
那我们要怎么样做得到呢？
How can we do that?
以下有三个步骤。
There's three steps.
来做到。首先，我们要思想他的恩典，经常的提醒自己：主为我死，我为他活。
First, meditate His grace. Remind yourself, God died for us. I live for Him.
然后你愿意做一个顺服主，你会跟从主走主的这个道路的这样的人。
Willing to submit and walk the path to the cross.
其次，你要认罪，向主悔改，求主赦免，并且改变我们过去曾经违背神的心意或者是错误的行为，在未来所行的事上都讨神喜悦。
Second, repent and ask forgiveness. Changed disobedient to God and the sinful behavior so that everything in the future will be pleasing to the Lord.
那最后，你要建立固定的灵修习惯，你借着读经。祷告默想，使你每一天的生活都尊主为大，能够小心翼翼地走在主爱主的道路当中。
Lastly, establish a devotional habit through Bible study, praying, meditation. Put God first and walk carefully with God.
第二方面，我们要恢复起初对人的爱。
Secondly, restore the love to others.
耶稣在刚刚我们所读的经文，在马太福音二十二章三十七到三十九节这样说。
So Jesus said,
我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read together.
请。
Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbors as yourself."
好，这里讲到其实也相仿，这个相仿呢，就是相同道理。或是一样重要的意思。
So like it means the same standard and same importance.
所以我们要爱神之外，我们也要爱人如己。所以爱神跟爱人都是一样重要的。
So we need to love God and love your neighbors. So love God and love others is the same importance.
而且呢，一个真正爱神的人，他就必须表现在爱人的上面。
If you love God, then you show your love to others.
所以这种爱的要求是一体两面的教导，是爱神也要同时爱人。
So the requirement of love is the one size on two teaching.
圣经在另外一处也提醒我们。
So
有关于爱神跟爱人同样重要的地方。
The scripture also reminds us.
让我们一起来读这段经文好不好
？So let's read together.
预备，请。
Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brothers and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen.
所以爱神跟爱人这是一样重要的。
So love God is the same important as love others.
你如果在你里面真正有爱，你就会情不自禁的就会为别人付出。
If you love, then you cannot help to give to others.
理查德曾经讲过这样的一句话。
So Richard Bernstein said,
他说有可能给予而没有爱，但不可能有爱却不给予。
It's possible to give without loving, but it is impossible to love without giving.
所以这种爱的是种自然流露，抑制不住的。
So this is a natural expression of love.
当然，我们的爱心也是有限制、有极限的。
Of course, there's a limit to our love.
就算我们有再大的爱心，我们也无法给了全世界的所有的人。
Even though how great our love, there's no way for us to love everyone in the world.
是不是啊？你有再大的爱，你给不了全世界所有的人，是不是
？So is that true?
Yeah, 我们的爱都是有限的。你爱你的孩子，哎，就是给你的孩子。哇，可是别人隔壁的孩子，你爱不下去，是不是
？So you love your own kids, but what about neighbors' kids?
其实神也不要我们去爱全世界所有的人。
But God does not ask us to love everyone in the world.
而是要我们去爱我们的邻舍。
But ask us to love our neighbors.
路加福音第十章二十九节这样说。
So in Luke chapter 10 verses 27.
我们一起来读好吗？
Let's read it together.
预备，请。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and love your neighbors as yourself.
好，那我请问，谁是你的邻舍呢？
Then who's your neighbors?
邻舍不是指住在你家隔壁的那个人叫你的邻舍。
It's not just people living next to you.
邻舍是指上帝已经将一些有需要的、需要爱心摆上的人呢，放在你周围，所以你生命周遭所遇见的人就可以成为你的邻舍。
So God put people in need of your love around you. Those people are your neighbors.
这时候你看见他们的需要，你就有责任去爱他们。
And you have responsibility to love them.
若你看见他们，你却无动于衷，或者是你反应太慢，我想你这样太迟钝了。
If you don't see their need, then you're so insensitive.
你不但要爱他们，而且你要对待他们像对待自己一样。
You should love them as you treat yourself.
将心比心的去爱他们，这样才是爱人如己，或者说爱邻舍如同自己。
So love them with care, just love your neighbor as yourself.
你还记得耶稣讲了一个爱人如己，这个爱邻舍如同自己的比喻，有讲到一个撒玛利亚人的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of Good Samaritan?
那个撒玛利亚人，他去爱那个跟他没有文化或是没有这个交往的一个犹太人，去看怎么会是邻舍呢？但是对他来讲，把他摆在周围的当中的人，就成为他的邻舍。
Actually, he had no relationship with that person, but because his love,
因为他看见,
becoming his neighbor.
爱就是在别人的需要上，看见什么？以前我都讲过了。
He saw the needs.
看见自己的责任，这就是爱了。
So you saw your responsibility for others' need, then that's love.
这个撒玛利亚人看在别人的需要上，他看见自己的责任。这个人就成为他的邻舍了。
So this good Samaritan saw the needs from others. That's his love.
虽然他们彼此没有这些关联，但是他却成为他施予爱心的这个邻舍。这种爱呢，不是有目的的、有企图的，而是无私的、无怨无悔、不求回报的爱。
So this kind of love without ulterior motive, selfless, no regret, result reciprocation.
然而有一件事情令我们不解的是，为什么？以弗所教会或者是我们现在的光景会爱心渐渐冷淡呢？
So we understand why the church of Ephesus or we the love to others gradually cool off.
我再猜，圣经没有记载，不过我们根据有限的线索，我们来猜，可能以弗所教会过去非常的善待传道人。
I guess church of Ephesus showed great hospitality to missionary.
就像各位善待我一样。
Just like you treat me well.
但是呢，后来假使徒多了，打着宗教的名义来到以弗所教会，骗吃骗喝，所以他们就严厉的把他们赶出去。
But there are so many false apostles scheming with the name of religion.
所以慢慢那个爱心就没了。
So their love gradually disappearing.
或者他们看见以弗所教有些人犯罪，这个不好，羞辱主人，所以他们就很严厉的跟罪恶划清界限。然后有严厉的态度来惩治教会中所有犯罪的人，把他们赶出去。
So they want to set a strict boundary for people commit sin in their church to drive them out to show the justice.
当然，这是为了彰显公义而忽略爱心，我想这有可能。
In the name of justice and overlooking love.
那其实今天呢，我们只要是人，我们都会软弱，我们这个爱心冷淡，这个都有可能性的。
We all have weakness, so the love can be fading.
可能我们因为过去被骗怕了，被伤害多了，所以我们的爱心呢就渐渐的冷淡了。
Or we've been cheated, we've been do wrong.
例如你曾经好心的帮助这个车祸受伤者，结果反被诬告说你是肇事者，还要凄惨的赔偿人家，你说你下次还愿意帮助人吗？
Or you want to help a victim of a car accident instead of being sued and asked to pay a tremendous compensation. So are you going to help again?
要有人发一个这个笑话给我，我搞了老半天还没有洗，他在夸说谁最有钱，然后一个是说他的是怎么样，他有多少多少，然后最后一个说我每天都扶老太太过马路，所以大家说哦你最有钱。
So there's a joke, who's the richest man? He said, I help old lady crossing the street, so I'm the richest man.
那我以前我本来听不懂，后来有人告诉我，因为在中国扶老太太过马路是要有很大的风险，要赔偿，要常常赔偿，所以他最有钱，每天扶嘛，所以可能赔偿很多。我那时候还搞不清楚，才知道说啊、哦，原来有这是一个笑话。
So I didn't get it because in mainland China, if you help old lady crossing the street, you need to compensate them.
Yeah, 不过这在美国是不会发生的。
Such thing won't happen in America.
如果有人发生车祸，一定大家都去帮助的。
So we do help the car accident.
但是在美国，假如你帮助一个孤苦流浪汉、街头这个单身汉，他苦苦哀求，你给他钱去买食物啊，这我就常遇到哈。结果你给他帮助，他到转身过来，发现原来他把这个钱拿去买酒、买毒品。你知道之后，你下次还会再帮助这样的人吗
？So you help the homeless person, then turn around. He used your money to buy booze and drugs. Are you going to help him again?
你看见有人这个车子抛锚需要帮助，结果你下来要帮助他，结果反而被抢劫。你说你下次还愿意帮助这个路边搭讪的人吗？
So you saw the car broke down, you stopped to help and being robbed. Are you going to stop again?
假如你曾经用这份真心的爱去帮助过别人，而别人不知感恩，反而反咬你一口，我想你就能明白我刚刚才说的，为什么你的爱心会冷淡，会渐渐失去了。
So if you help others without being appreciated but bitten, so you understand why your love will gradually cooling off and disappearing.
其实我们今天的确活在一个经常受到伤害、一个冷酷的、一个处处没有安全感的一个环境当中啊。
We live in a society of hurt and insecurity.
所以我们常常就造成我们很容易挫折，到我们无法再爱下去，去爱人的勇气啊也渐渐失去，或者去再爱人的感动也被消灭了。
This frustrated, no longer able to love, to lost the courage and motive.
因此，我们的爱心是需要被恢复的。
So our love need to be restored.
但你可能会问说，我们愿意再爱再下去，但是呢，万一又被骗了呢？
So,
那不是又更惨吗
？So if we love and being cheated again, so what's even worse?
是不是我们要恢复爱心，要恢复对人的信任啊？因为我对这些人都不敢信任了。
So restore love is the same as restore trust.
我不认为这样，因为那也许是一个更深的伤害、啊。
It's different. Trust is different than love.
也不是说我们不要再去信任别人、啊、也不是那意思。宁愿说我们要先对付我们里面的问题。
But we need to deal with our heart inside.
去饶恕那些伤害过我们的人，才能够恢复我们再去爱人的动力。
Forgive the person who hurt us, then restore our ability to love.
我很喜欢约翰，他这个约翰 John Boyce 他讲了一句话，我很喜欢这句话。
So John Boyce said，
他说关于爱呢，有两个主要的职责，一个是给予，一个是原谅。
Of love, there are two principal offices: one to give, another to forgive.
怎么可以做到呢
？So how can you do that？
但是耶稣做到了。
But Jesus did it.
他能够去爱那些伤害他的人，并且为那些钉他十字架的人来祷告，祈求天父赦免他们的罪，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Jesus loved those people who hurt him, even prayed for those crucified him, because he prays to the heavenly Father. They did not know what they were doing.
而且他亲自去饶恕那些背叛他的门徒，尤其彼得三次不认他，他还重新给他机会，愿意重新的得着他。
Jesus forgave the disciple who betrayed him, especially Peter denied him three times. He gave him another chance.
我们看见耶稣立下一个爱的榜样。
So Jesus set the example of love.
也就是让我们也同样的去以爱去饶恕，去原谅那些曾经伤害我们的人。
So we need to love and forgive those people who hurt us before.
然后再给这些人的经历这个爱， 给这些人经历, 爱啊,
so give him second chance.
好, 这些人, 这, 重新的一个机会, 能够重新走到一个正途当中,
so they can work on the correct path.
哦, 你所以说, 哎呀, 恢复去爱人如己, 太难了。
So it's so hard to do.
同样，以下有三个步骤来帮助我们达到这个目标。
So there are three steps.
啊, 第一个，你要去认识，并且经历这个爱的源头。
So you need to know and experience the source of love.
因为神就是爱啊。
So God is love.
你离开爱的源头，你当然就没有了。
Without God, there's no love.
你的手机没有充电，你当然什么功能再怎么这个 iPhone 7 也没有用，哈哈。 iPhone 9 也没有用啊，你离开这个源头，什么都没有用了。
If you do not charge your cell phone, it's worthless.
第二是要常常祷告求神赐下爱的力量。
To pray for the strength and ability to love.
实在我们有时候是爱不下去了。
Sometimes we cannot love anymore.
我们必须承认，所以我们必须要来到神的面前来求。
So we need to come in front of God.
最后是我们愿意委身顺服，因为这是一个爱的命令。
To be submissive to this command of love, because that's a command.
好，第三方面呢，是我们要恢复起初对自己的爱。
So we need to restore first love to yourself.
所以 你说我们要恢复，不但是对上帝的爱，对这个他人的爱，包括对自己的爱，因为我们要爱人如己啊，表示我们在爱别人之前，要先爱自己，才能够爱别人的。
So since love your neighbor as yourself, we have to love ourselves first.
我们说人不为己，什么？为什么一个连自己都不爱的人，我告诉你，这很可怕，很恐怖的啊。So
we are all selfish. If you don't love yourself, it's a detestable person.
你连自己都不爱，你怎么会去爱别人呢？
So how can you love others without loving yourself first?
所以这样的人是很可怕，甚至天地所不容的。
So it's unacceptable.
但是请不要误会，对自己的爱，绝不是自我中心、目中无人、自私的爱。
But don't mistake, it's not self-centered, arrogant, or selfish.
今天有很多人，他不懂得爱惜自己，不懂得照顾自己，经常的虐待自己。 该休息的时候不休息，工作狂糟蹋自己的身体。
So many people don't know how to cherish themselves, take care of themselves, abuse themselves. They don't rest, alcoholic, workaholic, and ruin themselves.
Yeah, 我们常常忽略了照顾自己。
So we neglect taking care of yourself.
所以有人这样讲，年轻的时候是用健康在换什么？换财富，然后年老的时候呢？ 你们都换过吗？
So when you're young, exchange wealth with health. But when you're old, you exchange health with health.
早知道这样，我们为什么不早一点善待自己，对自己身体关爱一点？该吃饭就吃饭，该运动就运动，该休息就休息，该保养就保养。
So if so, take care of health early on. So when you eat, follow your meal time, exercise regularly, and take enough rest.
圣经告诉我们，我们身体是什么？
So our body is
圣灵的殿啊，是圣灵的殿。
The temple of Holy Spirit.
所以我们这个圣灵要住在我们的这个房子啊，我们所住的房子都要知道要保养顾惜，那更何况是圣灵居住的殿宇。So
we maintain our house, then what about the temple of Holy Spirit?
尤其说我们为主做工，我们要做主的工，没有好的身体，你怎么样有效率的完成使命呢？
So we need to do God's commandment, and without health, how can you finish the missions?
另外有一些人呢，是恨自己，不能够接受自己，讨厌自己啊的这样的人。Some
people hate themselves, could not accept themselves, dislike themselves.
可能讨厌自己的外貌、长相，不喜欢自己的出生环境，甚至恨恶自己的个性，他想到他讨厌的父亲或母亲，恨恶自己所遭遇这些不公平的环境。
Dislike his appearance, upbringing, personality, parents, surroundings.
其实说穿了，他就是不愿意接受上帝对他生命的安排而愤世嫉俗。
Honestly speaking, they will not accept God's plan for their life and be cynical and indignant.
所以有些人恨恶自己的生命，恨不得早一点离开这个世界，以偏激的行动来消极的对待自己。
So some hate their life, want to leave this world, passive aggressive against themselves.
甚至更可怕的是，有人选择自杀来结束自己的生命。Even
choose suicide.
还不止如此，更可恶的是，他要死，还要找一些无辜的人来陪葬。Even
more abominable, causing collateral damage for innocent victims.
台湾最近有一个火烧车事件， 就是一个司机蓄意自杀，并且烧死所有这个大陆观光客啊，整全车的人，就是这个问题，从个人问题延伸到社会问题。
Recently, there were fire in tour bus. The driver won't commit suicide, but at the same time, all the visitors on board burned to death. So, from personal problem turned into a crisis for the society.
可见我们看接纳自己。爱自己有多么重要，是不可以忽视的，也需要去恢复的。
So it's so important to accept yourself, love yourself, cannot be neglect, need to restore.
你要相信一件事情，无论你长得如何，或是你的个性如何，就算你有残缺，但你在上帝眼中都是独一无二、最宝贵的。
You got to believe, regardless your looks, your disability, in God you are unique.
上帝都爱你，都愿意为你舍命，你岂能不爱惜自己、珍惜自己、接纳自己呢
？God loves you, die for you. How can you not cherish yourself, accept yourself?
就算你面对任何的困难，你遭遇任何的痛苦，耶稣都亲自为你担当，陪你度过人生的艰难，你岂能不好好的珍惜自己呢
？Regardless your difficulty, your pain, God will take your burden, walk with you. How can you not cherish yourself?
当然，你也不要过度的爱自己。整天善待自己，天天大吃大喝、追求享乐，满身都是名牌。我想这不是爱自己的表现，反而是糟蹋自己。
Don't overdo and treating yourself, feasting, partying, designer stuff from head to toes. It's not treat, love yourself, but indulgence.
你爱自己要有节制啊，要操练过金钱的生活，简单朴素，不奢侈浪费。否则对自己的爱也可能成为溺爱，溺爱就不好了。
So love yourself with moderation, disciplined in godly life, simple, prudent, not extravagant, not wasteful. Otherwise, it turns into indulgence.
好，最后
，In conclusion,
每一次当我听到这样的评语，我心里都很难过的。我不晓得你们听了有何感受。
I feel sad with when I hear such criticism.
他说你们是基督徒的这个爱心啊，比不上外面那些的这个异教徒。
So the Christian love is not as good as some other religion.
那别人没有信主都比你做的比你好。
Even non-believer can do better.
啊，你听了会怎么样
？So how do you feel when you hear such comments?
我们就马上就辩护说，哎，我们不是靠勤爱心这上天堂的啊，这个我们是靠这个我们是这个不是靠行为的啊，我们是靠信心的啊，所以我们爱心就不觉得不重要了。
So you can argue by faith is not by work, and love is not important.
不错，我们得救不是因着爱心，不要误会，我们得救的确不是靠着爱心，乃是神的恩典。
Salvation is grace, not depending on love.
不是因为你有爱心，所以才上天堂，要注意。
Go to heaven not because you love.
但是爱是基督徒的特殊记号。
But love is a special mark for Christian.
一个基督徒失去这个记号，你想想他还有什么意义呢？
So without such mark, then what does it mean?
不但如此，爱更是一个命令，而不是一个可有可无的选择。
And love is a command; it's not a choice.
有人还以为爱是一种恩赐啊。
Something God is a gift.
啊，让有恩赐、有爱、爱心恩赐的人去爱啊，我只会这个煮饭，我只有煮饭的恩赐，我只有弹琴的恩赐，我只有唱歌的恩赐啊，我没有爱心的恩赐，所以我就可以不用去爱了。
The only people with gift of love can love. I only have the gift of cook and music. I don't have gift of love, so I don't need to love.
其实不是这样子的。
But it's not so.
你在哥林多前书十三章一到二节怎么说吗
？So in the First Corinthians.
啊，我们一起来读好不好？如果你眼睛够好，我们最后一起来读。来。
So let's read together.
我若
If I speak in the tongues of the man and of angels, but have not love. I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mystery and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains and have not love, I am nothing.
刚刚我们所读的说明一件事情，就是就算再大的恩赐，都比不上爱心的重要。
So no matter how great your gifts, love is more important.
也许你觉得啊，我的心已麻痹，我爱不下去，因为过去的伤害。这时候我求神来医治你。
May your heart turn numb, cannot love anymore because the past hurt. May God heal you.
因为我不希望我们将来有任何人，或是我们的教会，成为要被挪去的灯台。
I don't want anyone or any church becoming the lampstand to be removed.
我们就说，就算做过再多的劳苦事工，都无益哎，那就太不值得了。
Regardless of these hard work and perseverance, then it's worthless.
因此，我求神的爱再次来触摸你，使你重新得力。我们可以让我们一起来恢复起初的爱。
So may God touch you and regain the power to love.
呀，使我们可以更多的去爱主。更多的去爱人，也更多的去爱自己。你说好吧？
Not only to love God, love yourself, and love others, and also love yourself. Okay?
那我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你的恩典。
God, we thank your grace.
因为你是那爱的源头。
Because you're the source of our love.
你知道有些时候我们实在爱不下去。
Sometimes we cannot love any longer.
我们也失去了那起初的爱心。
We lost our first love.
但是主，你借着以弗所教会来提醒我们。
But through the church of Ephesus, you reminded us.
我们必须要恢复起初的爱。
We need to restore our first love.
否则我们的灯台将被挪去。
Otherwise, our lampstand will be removed.
主啊，求你帮助我们不要有这样的遗憾。
Help us without such regret.
帮助我们能够真正的去爱。
Help us truly loved.
尤其是爱那些我们不能够爱的。
Especially love those unlovable.
帮助我们重新恢复。
Restore our love.
使我们可以成为一个更爱神的人，更爱别人的人，也更爱自己的人。
So that we can love God more, love others more, and love ourselves more.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thanks for your grace.
帮助我们。
Helping us.
让我们重新恢复起初的爱心。
Restore our first love.
让这个教会也重新恢复起初的爱心。
Let this church restore the first love.
因为我们看见这个社区有太多需要爱的。
We saw this community in need of love.
让我们更多的看见别人的需要上，来看见自己的责任。
So let's see our needs and see our responsibility.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thanks your grace.
奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告。
We praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.